It's 8:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The smartphone tool aimed at reducing the spread of coronavirus in Colorado is getting another update. KRCC's Elena Rivera reports.
Earlier in the rollout, public health agencies would text a code to those who tested positive for COVID-19. Folks would then use the code to alert everyone they came in contact with who had also enabled the app. Now, the state health department says they've automated those texts to improve the process. Starting Wednesday, those texts will also include information on how to isolate and other infection prevention strategies. More than 1 million Coloradans have activated notifications. I'm Elena Rivera, KRCC News.
Pueblo's municipal courts are the latest to shut down because of COVID-19. The city courthouse will stay closed until at least early January. Community service and restitution programs are also on hold. A bipartisan panel has assessed that this year's election was the most secure in U.S. history, but public views of election security are increasingly partisan. Amber Reynolds is CEO of the National Vote at Home Institute. She says the claims of voter fraud stem from misunderstandings about voter errors.
There's 9,000 different local election offices that run this process. There's more than 500,000 people that served as poll workers. Is there human error? Yes. And everything that we've seen that has been turned into some other conspiracy has been human error.
Reynolds says one of the reasons Colorado's mail-in ballot system works so well is that it's reduced the number of election workers needed, so there are fewer human errors. Efforts to preserve historic farmland near Denver got a boost this week. New protections on 79 acres near Brighton mean the land will not be developed. Here's CPR's Megan Verlee.
The Morimitsu Farm sits in the heart of what's known as the Historic Splendid Valley in Adams County. As housing has boomed along I-76, the county has worked to protect the area's agriculture. Local governments coordinated with a national nonprofit to place a conservation easement on the land. That means it can't be subdivided or developed. It sits among several other protected farms. 444 acres of the valley are now off limits to future development. The region grows produce for grocery stores, farm stands, and U-Pick opportunities. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.